Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Anyone who's bought a home knows that there are several times in the process where you may need to wire money to the seller or another party. But in the last couple of years, the cases of fraud on transfers has really taken off. According to the FBI, last year there were over 11,000 victims, costing nearly $150 million. Now several companies are starting to try and do something about it. For more, we're joined live on the KCBS RingCentral Newsline by Tom Cronkright, CEO of CertifyD, an online portal that authenticates the IDs of parties in a real estate transaction and then securely sends wire transfer instructions. Thanks for joining us. So really, this is a scam that just any of us can fall into, because when you're doing a real estate transaction, there's so many plates, you know, spinning that you're not paying attention.
No, Holly, one, thanks for having me on, and you're exactly right. The real estate transaction in particular is attractive to cyber criminals for really three different reasons. One, you have multiple parties involved, typically seven parties in a transaction. You have large swings of money that are being wired either from buyers for their cash to close obligations or sellers receiving net proceeds or mortgage payoffs. And then the third is just all the information to identify an active real estate transaction and who the players are easily found online. So it's a perfect formula, unfortunately, for cyber criminals to start to sit in and divert wire transfers.
And I might add maybe a fourth and fifth dimension: time. Because everybody is under the gun, and just plain nervousness. Everybody is in an emotional state. Nobody wants a deal to drop.
No, that's true, and unfortunately, it all comes to a head typically the last 5 to 7 days of a transaction. So once a buyer, especially first-time home buyers that are going through the process for the first time, they have due diligence, they've got loan obligations that they're trying to clear with their mortgage or lending institution. And then right at the end, everything kind of heats up. To your point, Stan, it heats up near closing. And the level of social engineering, sophistication, and timing that these fraudsters are showing this year is something that we haven't seen in the last several years.
All right, so let me ask you how the scam works. It would seem these days, when I can use my Touch ID on my smartphone here to send some money to Holly because I still owe her for that dinner a couple of weeks ago, we can do some things and we feel pretty comfortable about it. How do fraud artists get involved in wire transfers in the middle of a real estate transaction?
Yeah, this is the formula, and this is kind of a rinse-repeat cycle that they use every time. They'll profile a transaction. So, Stan, if I'm a real estate agent and I list your property, that will show up on the MLS, the multiple listing service, and then it will syndicate to all the major bulletin boards for real estate, Trulia, Zillow, Realtor, all those. So they're not guessing. They know that there's an active transaction. But then when we put that under contract, we find a buyer and we put that under contract, that status moves to a pending status. So not only do they know the active listings, they know those that are currently kind of in the closing cycle. So then what they'll do is they'll identify a party. Let's say they'll identify me as the listing agent, or they would identify the lender, or they identify you, and then they send a phishing email. And what they're trying to do there is a well-crafted email to get somebody to click on a link typically designed to give up user credentials. They want access to a transaction participant's email. And when they have the access to the email, they monitor transaction-level details. And then right at the right moment, I mean, think about it. If I'm seeing the purchase agreement and the addendums and the closing documents and the information from title and escrow, I know exactly the numbers and when it's going to close. And then the real fraud comes in when they impersonate someone else that's trusted in the transaction. And they have such a believable email typically or phone call with all these transaction details and they present fraudulent wiring instructions to a buyer or to a title escrow company or somebody involved in the transaction. So I call it a trick and transfer.
Very, very clever. We've only got about 30 seconds left. I know your company is one of many that are trying to do authentication of this in a way that would keep this from happening. Would this be fixed if the industry had some broad standards, one app, one way of doing business?
I don't think there's a silver bullet to solve this particular problem, because it trends on more of a low-tech, high manipulation of people impact, if that makes sense. So these people aren't computer hackers or professionals. They're scam artists. They're con men. And they're just tricking people into believing that they're following the instructions of a trusted party. And that's why identity verification, I think, is the root of how we solve this, at least at the one-yard line before funds are transferred and stolen.
Thank you for the time this morning. Tom Cronkrite, CEO of CertifID. That's an online portal that seeks to authenticate the IDs of parties in a real estate transaction.